Whatever happened to Tom Vilsack, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West? With the ongoing economic challenges in the dairy industry, there's at least one positive. Exports have reached record levels. Hey, do you remember former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who is now President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Federation? Well, he says globally, dairy sales are strong and even increasing.
Exports have been good. We've actually seen sales increase dairy-wide globally 2.3%. A large part of that is because of exports. Obviously, we're continuing to produce more milk, so we need to keep those sales up. We've seen an increase to about 16.5% of milk solids being exported. That's up from about 15.5%, which was the record set in 2014. It's obviously added value to the bottom line, but still a lot more work to be done, obviously, because there's a lot of hurt and a lot of challenges out there in the countryside.
Despite the trade challenges facing producers today, Vilsack says there are opportunities to increase dairy exports and trade, starting with Mexico and Canada.
There are opportunities obviously close to home. We want to continue to focus on our number one market, Mexico. I think we can continue to see increased consumption by Mexican consumers in the Mexican market. Chance with the USMCA potentially to see increased market opportunities in Canada. Not a great deal, but better than we've had. And our hope, the way in which that agreement ultimately, if ratified, is implemented, will result in a bottom line increase in access.
Vilsack says there are other opportunities globally and that the U.S. Dairy Export Federation is working to build a presence and promotion of U.S. dairy in those markets. David Sparks.